We've all read the book, and I've had some emails as well, and you've had some feedback as well, haven't you?
Yeah, which is great.
Which is brilliant. So had you read it before we
selected it?
No. Then, what do you think?
Well, I was drawn to it because of the author and also because of the subject matter. There was a bit in it, well, quite a bit in it, about patchwork quilts, which I was quite intrigued by as to how she was going to infiltrate that into the story. But it is mainly about a woman in the mid-19th century, who decides to leave Dorset for America. And what she finds there in terms of a life and quite a culture that's quite different from what she was expecting.
She has to go. Well, she doesn't have to go. Her sister's going to go abroad, and she's betrothed to someone in the new country, isn't she?
Yes.
And her man decides to give her the cold shoulder, so she can't think what else there is, and it's not much to stay for, so she might as well go.
That's right. So the name of the character is Honor, and she goes with her sister Grace to America for this new life, but they have to get over the sea first of all, so they have this really long voyage. And that's how the book opens, with this tremendous cruise that's not a cruise, it's just an ordeal, because Honor is seasick the whole way. And it's an interesting start to a book, because you think that's pretty horrific, and it is pretty horrific, but it's so well done. And of course, because it's such a terrible journey, when she finally does make it to America, she thinks, well, I can't ever go home, because I can never do that journey again. So she's got to make a go of it.
And I like that, because we talk about pilgrim fathers and so on, but we just talk about it as if it's a little jaunt across the sea. And of course, it wasn't in the days that they did it, was it?
No, it wasn't.
And this
at all.
Makes you realise that.
It does, yeah. And also how different it was when they got there. And so the author, who is American by birth but now lives in Britain, she manages to convey that quite well, the differences that an English person, a British person from the Dorset coast would notice going into the middle of America. So she does get over there. She manages to get through this journey, but then this tragedy strikes again, because her sister dies very quickly when they've arrived. So Honor is really on her own and has to make a go of things, and settles in this small village, first helping a milliner. So she's making hats, and then she marries, and so she starts a new life in a family there, and she discovers that there's a slave trade in America, and in addition to getting a husband, she collects an admirer who happens to be a slave hunter, but she's obviously in conflict with him because she doesn't approve of him tracking down these
slaves. There's sort of a resistance, isn't there? So runaway slaves know of places where they will be welcome as they make their way from one part of the states to the next. And she sort of has become known for leaving food out and things like that.
Yeah, she sort of stumbles across it, does it by accident, really. I think it's called the Underground Railroad, which I'd never heard of before, much to my shame. But yes, it was quite a network. And in this book, it's the women that actually link together and prove this, as you say, sort of resistance. And they communicate between each other, and slaves know which person to go to next as they make their journey from the south to the north and hopefully to freedom. So it's really intriguing, because you've got all this history that's very subtly put into the book, and you've got the personal situation of Honor and surviving in a new culture and environment and with relationships. And then you've also got her background as well, that she was a Quaker, and that characteristic of her comes over beautifully, because she's so calm and quiet and dignified and full of integrity. And it's remarkable how this... It's very understated, and yet you really feel drawn into her character and her story in a very understated way. And she's also interested in patchwork. That's her love, so she's always got some patchwork on the go and making these marvellous quilts. And that's a culture that she can relate to, because it's something that she did in Britain but is very entrenched in life in America. And the women that she meets in this community, they get together to do these quilts, because every woman has to have a number of quilts to start her married life with, which is intriguing. And if they haven't got any in time, then all the women in the community come together in a frolic to make a quilt quickly together, which is amazing.
It's probably the origin of wedding showers and all those sorts of things that you think, which is probably American as well.
Yes.
You've had one or two of the same comments, haven't you, that were copied in. Shall I read? There was one from Emily. I don't know whether you've got this one from Emily, but she picks out about the journey as well. She says, the book hooked me from the start, from the uncomfortable details tale of Honor's nauseating journey by ship as she emigrated from Dorset to Ohio in the 1850s, to the tension-filled time where she has to fend off slave hunters whilst hiding runaways, the everyday detail of life in that time, particularly the quilting, the millinery and Quaker lifestyle, was interesting and inspirational.
Very cute. And I had one from a lady called Phyllis, and she says that she found it the sort of book that you don't want to put down. It's got an interesting storyline, but it's also been well researched, and the whole book was a patchwork full of interesting snippets, which is very nice, yes. And so one patch told the story of early settlers, and a pretty piece tells us the tradition of quilt making, another the ideals and customs of the Quakers, and yet another the plight of slaves seeking freedom and the hunting down of them. Holding them all together is the story of a young girl, a milliner, and an escaping slave. I shall try to find other books by the same author, which is always nice, isn't it, when you can explore other books.
And she said she found out about our book club by accident and would like to know more. So I have sent her a bit more information as well. So Phyllis, brilliant from you. And one more from Peggy, who says she thoroughly enjoyed the book. She says it gave great descriptions of the American environment at the time, very insightful about the white Americans' attitude towards the black slaves, posed a dilemma for Honor being a Quaker who was strict abiders of the law, which prohibited helping runaway slaves. But her beliefs in the Bible meant she should help those in need, whoever they are. And I think I couldn't pick out one reason why I liked the book, but I was hooked. I really looked forward to every time I was going to sit down and read it. It is the detail, the breadth, the colour, the flavour of all of those things weaving together that gives you that feeling.
Yes, and each part was as strong as another, I think. That was the other thing. You didn't feel that one bit was more well-researched than another. It was consistent all the way through, and I did. I really lost myself in the book. So I thought it was marvellous.
So I think highly recommended. So yes. If you didn't read it with us, then... And you're looking for a book to read, The Last Runaway, Tracy Chevalier, and it gets the thumbs up from all of us.